We'd call it Britain's trial of the century, except it's just 2015. It may be the most sensational court case in Britain since the great train robbers went on trial in 1964. Jurors in London have been hearing evidence against four men who are accused of stealing cash and jewelry worth £14 million, that's about $21 million, from the Hatton Garden Safe Deposit Limited last April. Martin Evans covers the case for The Telegraph. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, I think a lot of us in the United States remember this robbery because allegedly the alleged burglars used an industrial power drill to break through the vault. How did they conceal that?
They did indeed. Well, this robbery took place over the Easter weekend in April, which is a long bank holiday weekend, a five-day holiday in the UK. All the businesses would have closed for 4 or 5 days. And around 8:30 p.m., the alleged gang arrive in a van and start unloading equipment in the street. Now, to any passerby, they would have perhaps looked like workmen carrying out some sort of repair work. They gain entry to the fire escape, which is opened for them by an unknown member of the gang, possibly the only member of the gang who hasn't been caught. They then enter the building carrying this quite heavy equipment. They descend through a lift shaft into the basement of this building where the safe deposit vault is, and then set about drilling through a very thick concrete wall using a high-powered industrial power unit. And it does take several hours for them to break through the wall, but unfortunately for them, when they get through the concrete, they come against a metal cabinet, which is basically the back of where the safe deposit boxes are housed. And despite having some heavy machinery, they're simply unable to shift this metal cabinet. So after several hours of attempts, they eventually give up and leave the building empty-handed. Now, less tenacious people might decide to call it a day, but this gang didn't. So they travel to another part of London where they buy another piece of equipment and they return on the Saturday evening, once again gain entry through the fire escape and have a second go. And at this point, they manage to dislodge the metal cabinet, gain entry to the vault and set about emptying the safe deposit boxes. Mm-hmm.
Four men are on trial. Another four have already pled guilty to conspiracy to burgle. What do we know about these people? They're not kids. I know that.
They're certainly not kids. I mean, the gang of eight have a combined age of 485.
That's almost inspiring, isn't it, Martin?
It certainly is. I mean, they're no spring chickens. And when you hear that the physical aspect of what they went through to carry out this robbery, it's really quite impressive.
Mm-hmm. They hid some of these jewels in unlikely spots, didn't they?
Yeah, another very interesting aspect of the case. I mean, it's important to point out that there is an estimated two-thirds of the stash which is still unaccounted for, it's still missing. But what we do know is that one of the members of the gang, Daniel Jones, who's pleaded guilty, made an offer to the police while on remand that he wanted to come clean and he wanted to own up to what he'd done and tell the police where he had hidden his stash. So he told the police that he had hidden it in a cemetery in North London under a particular gravestone. The police rather cleverly were suspicious of this and they did their own investigations and discovered a large stash of jewellery under a different cemetery stone. And interestingly, it was under his father-in-law's headstone.
Under his father-in-law's headstone?
Indeed, yes. I'm not quite sure how that would have gone down with his wife, but...
Well, interesting way of saying goodbye.
Indeed.
Martin Evans at The Telegraph, thanks so much.
Thank you.